Well, this next guest, he won everything last night.
Oh.
Test Player of the Year, One Day International Player of the Year, Fill-In Captain of the Year.
Red Carpet of the Year.
Red Carpet of the Year, Alan Border Medalist, Steve Smith, good morning.
Morning.
Are you getting sick of talking about yourself, mate? And it just comes with the territory. The better you play, the more you got to talk.
Yeah, I guess. I've just really enjoyed this year, to be honest. Everything seemed to be working for me, so I can't really complain at the moment.
Oh, what have you got to complain about, mate? Could it be any better, actually? Could life be any better?
Look, it's going well at the moment. So, I'm just really looking forward to what's ahead. Obviously, we've got a World Cup around the corner, and I can't wait to be a part of that on Australian soil, and hopefully we can perform well on the big stage.
Mate, if you go back to the start of the run of scores, was there something, and it might have been UAE, it might have been before that, and was there something specific that you were thinking or working on that sort of triggered it?
For me, it's just about getting the mental side of my game right. I think it's about being patient, particularly in Test cricket, letting go of urges and be willing to bat a long period of time. And, when you do that, the bowlers obviously get tired and, they can serve you up a little bit. So, it's been a good summer for me and I've really enjoyed batting.
Yeah, so it was a mental adjustment because I think, blind Freddie could see your talent, mate.
Yeah, I think the mental side of the game is probably about 90% of what you need. And for me, it's just about being patient, being able to let go of these urges that I have to sometimes take a bowler down or, go over the top. And sometimes you just have to think and say, you know what, now's not the right time. It's just about being, staying in the moment as much as possible and getting and playing each ball on its merits more than anything else.
Yeah, that's the biggest and hardest thing about batting is controlling the urges. I wasn't very good at it, but I would, if I was you, I'd write everything you're thinking now down because there will be a day and there will be a patch of low scores and you'll need to remind yourself of what you're thinking now because it you're making batting look easy, which is remarkable.
Oh, thanks, Lats. I'm just happy where everything's at the moment. I feel really comfortable at the crease. I'm making sure that I keep the same processes at training and preparation to try and keep this, run of form going and hopefully it continues on throughout the World Cup for me.
Captaincy hasn't been a burden for you, mate.
Yeah, look, I've really enjoyed it in Michael's absence. The guys have been great. They've responded to absolutely everything I've said. And, it's been a great experience. So hopefully it holds me in good stead for the future.
Again, Smithy, I mean, you're talking about leading a talented group of guys and you're the captain. So it must have been hard and must still be hard. You're sort of in there filling in for an absent Michael Clarke. Does that scenario allow you to be just doing it all your own way?
Yeah, it does. I think throughout the Test series, obviously, Michael wasn't around all that much and, it was up to me to do it my way. And I sort of said to the boys at the start of when I took over in that second Test match, that I didn't really want to change too much and I thought we were playing a great brand of cricket and to continue on doing that. So, I was really pleased with everything the boys did throughout the summer.
What about last night, mate? A tremendous honour again to win that Alan Border medal. Poor old Dave Warner made 3 Test centuries right throughout the summer, made an ODI century, and you fair dinkum belted him in the votes.
Yeah, look, Dave has had a terrific summer as well. He's played some terrific cricket and, he's a great player. So I'm sure he'll get the personal accolades. And I know that he doesn't mind either. It's all about, for us, the team success. And I certainly think that we're heading in the right direction as a team.
And, mate, how do you find time to chill in between games? Because it's constant and you'll have a World Cup starting in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, the schedule's obviously pretty busy, but that's what it's all a part of as a cricketer. And, I'm just really happy at the moment with the way everything's going. And you kind of want to just keep playing when you're in good form and try and keep it up as much as possible. So I want to be a part of every game and hopefully I can continue to score some runs as well.
Now, mate, I saw you with Gillette, with the shave yesterday. I was worried you were going to be out injured, mate. What about the technique? You just went the whole hog, straight down the face, under the chin and down the neck.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, you know. I was lucky enough to be brought in as an ambassador for the Gillette campaign, launching their new razor, the Gillette Fusion Pro Glide with flexible technology. And
it's, oh, beautiful.
It's a great razor, and, you know, I highly suggest it.
Beautiful.
You've got a great ambassador in you, Smithy. I'm not sure about your technique. Just the one.
I need to go just the face and then the.
Mind you, I've got to tell you, my outsider here, TK, who's said right at the start of the show, what about Smithy's shaving technique? I said, mate, don't you talk about it. He comes in and he's got these patches that he misses.
Yeah, well.
And it's disconcerting sitting next to you with these things.
I'll have to get in contact with Gillette, no doubt. Now, Smithy, you got a share in a decent racehorse at the moment?
Yeah, I've got a couple. So. You know, they're working along at the moment. One of them raced on Saturday. Didn't do quite as well as we would have liked, but look, it's got better things in front of it, and I'm sure it'll. I'm sure she'll win a few races coming up.
Did you grow up with races?
Oh, not really. You know, I've only been into it for a couple of years. So,
oh, good.
It's a nice thrill to watch your horses run around. And,
yeah.
Hopefully I'll have a couple of good ones.
Yeah.
And the other debate, mate, when was the year you went to the Allan Border Medal and you couldn't get a date?
When was that?
It was years ago.
4 or 5 years ago.
Was it that long ago?
Yeah, it was just a bit of fun, I think, that me and Pup were having after one of the games. So,
that's right.
Yeah, it was all in a bit of fun.
Mate, it's been an absolute thrill watching you play. Obviously, the season keeps going. I'll see you in Perth on Sunday, but congrats, mate. It's stunning what you're doing.
Thanks, lads. I appreciate it.
Well done. Steve Smith, the AB medalist, and well-deserved.